Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Okay, I'm starting to feel a little better.
Remember to let
And now that I've calmed down a little bit, yes, Sam, you're right. Elections are important, especially for your age group, your demographic. So we got some stuff going on in Stoughton, but first, I'm going to go to Carolyn in Madison. You've got the mic. Are you him?
Hi.
Yeah. Oh. How are you?
Oh, I'm so glad you're there. And what a pass, what's encouraging words to me anyway, is there's a movement called Homegrown National Parks.
I like homegrown.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I agree. That's kind of like what I was saying. You know, everybody go out and plant a tree. I mean,
yeah, right. That's what rang this bell for me.
Awesome. But it's true.
I mean,
we've seen that, you know, legislation over the last several decades to take away from nature. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a horrible idea. Right now, okay, so this power line they want to send across the river over the Mississippi, Wisconsin to Iowa? Wrong answer, man. I mean, I'm mad at Alliant Energy. They put up these damn things, and they get access, and they get easements, and they say, hey, look, we're going to put these, you know, things on top of there so that the ospreys and eagles and owls have a place to nest. And then over the last 3 years in Stoughton, they took all the trees and shrubbery from the railroad all the way in from the parks, Lake Keegansa State Park and Dane La Follette Park, okay, they run into each other. All the way into Stoughton, all the way through the tracks, cut down all the trees, took the trees off the historic knoll where there used to be a building that was, you know, troops went through there when they were slaughtering Indians. Talk about American history. And they took them all off. Now there's no nesting this year for any of those birds because it doesn't take like a week to build an eagle nest, you know. They'd been nesting there for years. There's eagles everywhere in Stoughton. But there's no nests anywhere, so they're going to have to, you know, go a year, I guess, without eggs. I don't know what to say about all this stuff. We know that we're in trouble, and thanks, Carolyn. It you can't ever stop caring about nature, people.
Yeah, and Carolyn's right. I mean, we need to do, and you're right, we need to do what we can individually, but we also need to use the power of government to protect our ecology and our beautiful wild spaces here in Wisconsin. And I saw an article Laura Schulte did in the Journal Sentinel the last couple of days, an incredible article just along these lines, Mike, where she was saying a group of preservationists just north of Milwaukee had raised a sufficient amount of money almost to declare the Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs Nature Area, get that declared by the government, by the legislature. But some anonymous legislator on the Joint Finance Committee nixed the whole thing. And
we don't know who it is.
We don't know who it is. They destroyed their records because
guilt by association. They're all guilty.
Legislators don't need to keep their emails, which is a disgraceful thing when we're supposed to have transparent government.
What, they cried about Hillary's emails?
Yeah, they destroy their emails. And so this effort to preserve an incredible area just north of Milwaukee on the shoreline of Lake Michigan is now in jeopardy of not going anywhere. And, of course, there's some private developer who wants that land, too. And maybe the anonymous legislator is in cahoots with the private developer. I mean, that's why we need transparent government.
Well, I know that there was 1% of the Earth's surface had been purchased, I don't know by what year, to build corridors for migration. And that's when I heard about Harrison Ford got involved, right? And he actually went to these warring, you know, neighbors and said, hey, look, we'll pay you guys to protect this corridor. You know, kind of like what everybody said to Ukraine. You know, well, all right, take this, take that. We'll give this, we'll give that. And then, you know, nobody there to defend them.
But it's good to give free passage to the wildlife.
Yes.
For sure.
You know, it goes, one of the corridors goes from all the way to the tip of South America on the western side all the way up into Canada. Just beautiful. So I'm still, you know, climate change is going to probably bring polar bears closer to people that need to be eaten. I wish there were dinosaurs. Have you ever seen the movie with Will Ferrell? Land of the Lost?
No.
The remake? Oh, you've got to. I mean,
love Will Ferrell.
Oh, it's got to be one of the best movies I've ever seen as far as a comedy. I mean, there's one part where the mosquito like gets on his back, you know, and it's like a giant mosquito, and he doesn't know it's there. And he's playing a song, and the people with him are like, all of a sudden, he starts getting green under the eyes. And he falls down and splat. It kills him. When he wakes up the next morning, he's like this, and he turns like this to stretch, and there's like a mosquito bite that's like half of his back, you know. I feel great. It's funny. And you need that to get through the world now, but I can't find it often enough. I should just like purchase that one and watch it every single night, and then I won't be upset anymore.
Yeah, I was watching his race car movie the other day, Talladega Nights or whatever it was. Yes. That was really funny, too.
What were their names again? Bobby, whatever. I mean, oh, it's just too funny. Yeah. And we're not digressing when we're going into comedy after we've been talking about horrible legislation and bad decisions and no critical thinking left in the world, at least not in the places where we need it. How can anybody vote Republican in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, I know some folks who vote who voted for Trump, and for me the big thing is, where are you on January 6th? Do you think that was a good thing to have people storming the Capitol and beating up police officers with American flags? Is that what you're for? And I think if we engage people that way and just gradually get them to acknowledge, nah, you know, maybe that wasn't such a good thing, as opposed to the Republican Party saying it's legitimate political discourse. I mean, that's the divide between the fascists who think that's legitimate political discourse and the rest of us. And so there was a line in the New York Times this Sunday that we should make a united front from Liz Cheney to Liz Warren. And I kind of like that idea.
Well, no, that's really the only hope we have is for, you know, to people that can still think. Start making decisions and decide that, you know, maybe all politics aside, we need to, like, worry about humanity and the planet.
And, you know, here in Wisconsin, we need to make alliances from Senator Kathy Bernier to, you know, Representative Francesca Hong. I mean, those are people who understand that, you know, the way the Republican Party is going right now is not pro-democracy, it's anti-democracy, that there is a full-blown anti-democracy movement in this country that we need to oppose if we are going to preserve the kind of government that we've been told we have.
And then maybe we can get people to understand that there's no such thing as too far left. There is too short. Going too short. We'd never do it. Never. It just boggles my mind that every time there's like money to be handed out, it's handed out to people that already have it. And the people that need it the most, anytime there's a, you know, pandemic bailout or anything, well, not for you, just for people that are doing better than you.
I mean, there's always money for Wall Street and there's always money for war.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and there's always money for per diem for people that really aren't hungry. You know, it irks me, you know, and there's people that were staffers and there were legislators that agreed with me on that. You know, when I complained about it before we got to the pandemic. But when you only work a few months, and I would say that the only legislators that should ever have access to per diem are people that's their only job is the legislator, right? Because the people, you know, Fred Risser, I'm sorry, man, but you don't need that extra $10,000, $11,000 a year to, and quite honestly, I don't think you deserve it. Because this should be about representative government. And we don't have representative government. This no taxation without representation.
Well, and we don't have it because of gerrymandering either.
When wealth represents itself and there's no regulatory process to it. Oh, man, that's why, you know, that's another word, you know, deregulation and, you know...
Yeah, well, then their rich folks and the corporations can, you know, get away with murder and pollute the environment and not get caught.
We'll be back with the last half hour of Matt Flynn Direct.